T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hit our song right there. You know it's Vodka Red Bull Friday, powered by Scotty's Handcrafted Vodka. Scotty's Vodka is Maryland made, amazingly smooth, and loved throughout the DMV. I hate when my phone is on and I'm talking on the air and it's just everything I'm saying is
talking to text. Probably got a crazy ass.
Yeah, I'll say that to somebody. They'll be like, what the hell is he talking about? But we're taking phone calls here, finding out for your championship game. But you know what? I have a buddy who played down in Carolina, and he's going to be joining us right now. Let's go to Torrey Smith. What's up, Torrey? How you doing, brother?
What's going on? How you doing?
I'm good, man. Yeah, I love the fact you be listening to us, and anytime you got some information, I want to hear it. So,
I'm about to say, yeah, drop
Frank White Reich is hired, and, you know, Linnell, like, man, they hired his daughter. So they were already messing up. And, you know, you look at it, and I was trying to be the contrarian with him and mess with him a little bit. What did you pick up from this whole situation happening down there?
Yeah, I mean, hiring his daughter, I mean, it's not like she's the president of the organization. Yeah. I don't think that's a—
But, Torrey, 19 days before he gets hired, you telling me that don't got nothing to do with anything?
No, I mean, I think relationships are everything. She was already down there. So,
okay.
You know, I think in general, right, I mean, if you're a head coach in this league and you've been around the NFL as long as Frank and has a reputation like him, a reputation all the way across the league, like, he's fine. You know what I mean? So that's how it works out here. We all know it's not about what you know, it's about who you know.
And there you go.
it didn't really matter what team it was. She would have been in that same situation. But I think for him, you know, understanding that job, we have to be honest here. This isn't a conversation that probably started in the last week. He's been on the market as a potential target for months now.
Yeah. Right.
So, you know, he had a head start over anyone. I tell everyone, I was extremely surprised that they didn't keep Coach Wilkes, simply because the hardest thing to do as a coach is to win over the locker room.
Yeah.
And so when you win over the locker room and you actually showed potential, like, I thought it would be a lot easier to start there. You know, the players are comfortable. They wanted him, and they were able to grow from there, right? I thought he earned that opportunity. But on the flip side of that, I think an important thing that we don't talk about is ego.
Yeah.
And when I say ego, I'm referring to the GM and wanting to have credit for picking his guy.
Yep.
Because he didn't pick Wilkes to be the coach, right? Wilkes was an interim coach, right? He picked Matt Rhule to be his coach. That didn't work out.
Exactly, yeah.
So since he made his mistake there, I feel like he wanted to pick his guy again. Now, I could be wrong. Right? But to me, it sure seems that way when you go and you make a decision like this. But on the flip side of that, it's not like he hired a guy who's not a great coach.
Right.
You know, I played for Coach Frank Reich when I was with the Philadelphia Eagles the year we won the Super Bowl. He's one of the best coaches I've ever been around. He's a great offensive mind. And as great as he is as a coach, he's an even better person. And so I think when you're able to add someone like that, I'd be a liar to say that's not a great hire,
mm-hmm.
because he is. But I just think it's rare that you're in a situation where you kind of get a test run and you see a guy that can do well, and then you kind of move away from him. With the interim coaches, they're struggling and they look lost, right? It's not too often for the Raiders situation as recently as last year where their interim coach took them to the playoffs. You know, oftentimes, like, you don't really get that test run. So, I mean,
yeah.
It's tough. I'm happy for Coach Frank Reich. My heart hurts for Coach Wilkes, understanding how hard it is to get that shot. But with this organization and where they are, they need to find a quarterback.
Yeah. I don't care who you have, offensive mind or defensive mind, coach. You don't have a quarterback,
right.
It don't work.
Exactly. And I think Mr. Tepper went by prioritizing someone on the offensive side of the ball to help find that quarterback there versus finding a coordinator and hoping that that staff has the ability to groom a quarterback.
There you go. You still got to stop them because we're talking about the playoffs right now, and a lot of good defenses are still left.
Yeah.
Offense might sell you some tickets. You better get somebody to stop somebody that can win your championship. You play for two teams that are playing in these playoffs here, Torrey. You play for the Eagles and the 49ers.
Yeah.
Where's your money? And then also, how can you help somebody can help you get some money to help out a good cause?
Man, I tell everyone, first of all, I have four teams, the Baltimore Ravens, the San Francisco 49ers, the Eagles, and the Panthers.
They pay you. You love them.
Right.
I love them all, right?
Uh-huh.
But in this one here, I feel the same way, but I'm definitely rolling with the birds on this one. I think playing at home at the Link is tough. I think they're hot. I was there last weekend, and it was crazy. So, and I also know how tough it is traveling across the country and playing. So I think the Eagles are going to get it done. And to help push that, you know, we actually have a raffle for our youth football organization that we're a part of. I coach 9U football at the East Howard County Jaguars. The two tickets that we're raffling off for any fan of the faithful 49ers or the Eagles that want to go, you know, you head to any of my social media pages, at Torrey Smith WR, and win a chance to be in the seats. I think it's a great deal, B-Man. It's just $20 for a raffle ticket. And right now, the cheapest nosebleed ticket is $700.
So. Wow.
It's a pretty solid deal that we're giving away two of them.
You help out a great cause. It's $20. You know, hit our Torrey on his pages, and let's get these, take care of these kids, and also somebody get a chance to go see some playoff football. It's wild in the league. I've been in the league for some games. It's wild a bit. Don't wear any opposing team colors. Just don't do that. I'm going to help you out.
I was there. Like, that was as close as I've been to sitting in a stadium as a fan. It actually made me want to go to a Ravens game next year and, like, sit in the stands, like, where the fans are. It was a completely different energy. Like, those folks were crazy. But I was told that I had a very spoiled experience because – the Eagles were up 14-0. So it wasn't like it wasn't a real stressful environment. You know, the fan experience, man, I have a lot of love and respect for the fans and what they do, their preparation getting there, the tailgate, you know, their passion, man. It was different feeling it from that perspective, and I definitely appreciate it, you know, being able to check them out.
All right, Torrey, man. We appreciate you giving us a call, man.
All right, buddy.
I appreciate you having me.
All right. Torrey Smith, like he said, he got 14. If they paid him, he'd cheer for them. But we're taking your predictions, and right now, Torrey is going, his first prediction, he's going with the Eagles.
Was it with Paul and DC's thing? DC's predictions. What's going on, Paul?
What up, B. Mitch? How you doing, man?
What's up, brother? How you doing, man?
I'm all right, man. At the end of the day, I'm going Eagles, and I'm going Kansas City. Everybody keeps talking about Cincinnati, but I'm telling you, it's hard to beat a team four times, especially when you're running your mouth. So, I mean, Andy Reid don't have a whole lot of motivating to do for this team right now. And the Cincinnati Bengals doing enough of that for him, causing their stadium Burrowhead and all of that.
Yeah, like, it's a lot of stuff out there.
and hey, B. Mitch, you know more than anything, especially playing for Andy Reid yourself just in a coaching situation. Sometimes you glad when you ain't got to make that speech yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
All you got to do is just put that stuff up on the board. You know, and say, hey, what y'all going to do about this? Because they treating y'all like little boys right now, you know? So,
you know,
and a Super Bowl winner, I'm definitely going for Jalen Hurts, man. I'm hoping that man get his Super Bowl so he can stop being – so everybody can stop saying it's the system. But we know it's him.
Hey, Paul,
you know what I mean?
Hey, Paul, what y'all going to do with y'all quarterback, man?
Man, I mean, at the end of the day, I'm a Commanders fan. Let me put that out there. So – you know, you asking me what we going to do with our quarterback?
Oh, okay. Wrong Paul. I'm about to say my Paul in D.C., that's a Raiders fan, called in a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, Raiders fan. Oh, yeah. Nah. Derek Carr for sure.
All right, Paul. Paul sound wishy-washy.
All right, Paul.
Nah, man.
Wow, Heist just walked in the building. B, you know it's Heist's birthday.
Is Heist's birthday?
It is Heist's birthday.
All right, well, Landfair, who are you picking, man? What's your prediction for this?
Eagles and Chiefs. That's going to be.
Eagles and Chiefs.
What is wrong with you?
You know,
what do you mean?
I think if you go Eagles and Chiefs, I'm going to be down in Arizona. That's a good opportunity for me to get some appearances.
It is. Yeah. Great opportunity,
you know,
for
that's
you.
That's what I'm saying.
But if y'all want to win some money.
You got to have certain angles on this thing, man.
I get it. If you want to win some money, man, Bengals and Eagles. I've been calling Bengals Eagles since like week 14.
You can call whatever you want to call.
Man, I'm never wrong. So put your money where your mouth is.
You never wrong?
Bengals Eagles. I'm rarely wrong.
Bro, please. All right, Jeff. Please help
Jeff
me out.
Jeff has an opinion on this?
Jeff has an opinion on everything, just like you.
Look at him.
He doesn't even have
he's like a bull in a china shop.
What is he doing?
Knocking everything over, almost elbowed Heist in the face. It's a shame.
All right, give me your prediction then, man.
I gave it to you. It's Eagles, Bengals. You want me to give you my Super Bowl prediction too? You gotta wait, stick around for Monday for that, man. We got one more day together.
Okay, cool.
I gave it to you Monday, but I just think Burrow's got it going on right now, man. When you're hot, you're hot.
When you're hot, you're hot. But you know what? Eventually, when you're hot, you're hot. And when you get a little too above yourself, normally.
Oh, you think they're arrogant?
I think when you get to a certain level of just I'm invincible, you normally get knocked down. That's just what the universe does.
Work, right.
All right, Jeff. Give me your picks, your predictions.
I'm going against the grain.
What you got?
Oh man,
I'm taking the 49ers. I like
it's two
Philly.
Games, Jeff.
No,
San Fran Super Bowl.
I was getting to it. Let me see.
He was doing his build up. Sorry, Jeff. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. One, I would love to see the guys at Philly do it, but sorry, Eagles. It's time to come take that warm cushion right on the NFC East couch, and we all enjoy the Super Bowl together. Yes, I'm a hater.
So
I don't
basically
care.
Just gave B. Mitch a huge middle finger. He's a former Eagle.
That's my dog. But yeah, I mean, I wasn't rooting for B. Mitch when he was with the Eagles. I'm still rooting
none of,
for
none,
the Redskins.
None of us was.
So
I'm surprised we let him back here.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. So.
I pay more taxes than both of you, little baby.
Where's the bell at? Every time I get him riled up, we gonna hit a bell.
Yeah. So and then, this AFC game. It's like I want to see Mahomes do it, but I still want to see Burrow do it too because he's building a legendary status in the league.
I think if Burrow win this one though, seriously, if he win this one. Don't tell me anything about Josh Allen anymore. About Josh Allen, I think you got to start talking about Joe Burrow as the best. Then
I nicknamed him Beans. Y'all seen State Property? Get down and lay down. That's the type. That's the way he plays quarterback. That's how I feel.
Leader. I'm gonna go with Burrow and the boys. I want to see them. I want to see them do it.
Burrow and the 49ers.
Yeah,
smart man. Maybe if you were as good as picking bets as you were as picking games, you'd have some money. Have some more money.
Nah, whenever I put money on teams, they lose. So I just stay away from it.
And to think, this is the show that has heard it here first.
800-636-1067. Taking your predictions on the AFC and NFC championship games coming up this weekend. Navarro Bowman will be joining us at 11:30. Get his take. You know, a guy that played linebacker at a high level. I want to get his take on those linebackers for the 49ers.
Because it's crazy.
All three of them can play.
They've been blessed. That's two. Basically, two generations in a row, they've had all-pro linebackers. They have Bowman and Patrick Willis, and now you got Dre Greenlaw.
They do, though, you just start looking back at their history. Look at their linebacker play. They're normally the same style.
Yeah.
Look at their pass rush.
Speed.
Normally the same style. They basically try to keep what they've always had. You know?
Smart
team
building
philosophy. The running game is basically what it was. Think back to Roger Craig. They used to have Tom Rathman then, but Roger Craig was just like, what you're seeing people do today, but the high knee, he'll try to knock you out. he will try to knock you out with the high knees. So I just think, it's something about those teams for me that go out there and they try year in and year out. They keep the same level and same style, to which makes it a lot easier to have long-term success. Some teams that switch, we've done this here. We switch our whole mindset with every coach we bring in.
Yeah, there's no identity.
And we wonder why
it needs to be established.
So long to get back to where you used to be. You got to learn to be able to keep this thing consistent to be able to move forward. If they can do that, then great things will happen.
No, man, we'll see. I just fully feel like with the way – talking about the AFC game – the way that Cincinnati's playing right now on defense, I don't even think Burrow is the story and the talk of it. They weren't beating. They haven't beaten the Kansas City Chiefs three times in a row just because of Joe Burrow.
No. The defense had to slow them down.
Their defense
gave up three points in the second half of that championship game last
Exactly.
year.
So what they've got going on defense, if they can continue to have that carry over, it's curtains, man. And I wonder what this does for the legacy of Patrick Mahomes. Because now, for years, right, it always felt like, man, Peyton can't beat Brady. Mm-hmm. You think this is one of those situations where...
Well, if he doesn't beat him, yes. But, you know, if you want to change up what people are saying, you got to beat them eventually.
Got to do it.
And I know it's not just the quarterbacks against quarterbacks, but still, you got to be on that winning side and have something to do with winning.
Let's go to Tony and Annandale.
What up, Tony? How you doing, brother?
Man, I want to see the Bengals. I want to see them win one for Icky. Kenny Palmer. Carson Palmer. Kenny Anderson. Even Chad Ochocinco. Come on, Cincinnati. And the 49ers. I just think they got too much talent on both sides of the ball, and I'm afraid Jalen Hurts' shoulder might get hurt. Hey, any update on Patrick Mahomes' high ankle sprain?
I haven't heard anything that's negative. I mean, they've been talking like he's going to play and things of that nature. So I would say this not. I don't think at this level, with that level of a quarterback, you're playing a game with people.
Yeah, I know. There's no need to.
I have to believe that
there's
he's
no type
getting
of advantage
better.
You get.
You know, and that the Jalen Hurts' shoulder thing.
Yeah.
He was out for 2 weeks.
The shoulder's fine.
Came back the last two, and then he also had the bye there. I think the shoulder's okay.
The shoulder's fine. And I've watched some of their media availabilities. He's kind of getting annoyed with people asking about it.
Did you not see the pass? He threw the long pass down the sideline.
Doesn't look hurt.
I mean,
to me.
Doesn't look hurt there.
Paul is in Southern Maryland. What's going on, Paul?
Go to Paul. What's up, brother?
D. Mitch, how you doing, brother?
Doing good, brother.
Hi. Hey, so far championship weekend goes, bro. I don't think anybody's slowing down Joe Burrow. This might be the year that the Bengals put it together finally. I think it's going to be them and the 49ers because they got the best offensive line in football, keeping that young boy protected, getting him to throw the rock all around. I think it's going to be 49ers and Bengals, flashback to the late 80s.
Uh-huh.
And on the last note here, man, when we going to put together that domino game, man? He called me the chimney dog. I want all the smoke.
You want all the smoke? Hey, I'm going to let Jeff handle you first.
I heard that.
Yeah, Jeff's going to take care of that little my weak
Appreciate
stuff.
Appreciate the call, Paul.
Yeah. Wow. People are just telling me everything. Jeff, what's going on? Dominoes? Did I call out Paul?
I'm not a dominoes guy.
You not?
No.
Hey, we figured that yesterday when you didn't know who certain people were.
You know what, man?
That's
Look, man, I just pulled my card out my wallet.
All right, we're going to take a break here. We get back. We'll be joined by all-pro linebacker Navarro Bowman when we get back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.